October.
The BASF agriculture portfolio has changed dramatically over the past 12 months. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick participated in the company's global media event at the BASF North American headquarters in North Carolina. He has this update.
The recent history has been a time of significant change in the seed, crop protection, and traits business. It was just over a year ago when BASF acquired assets from Bayer, including its seed business, seed treatment, and a digital farming platform. Here's Sayori Dorborg, a member of the BASF Executive Board with responsibility for the Ag Solutions business.
I think we have become a significant player with a good portfolio around seed and crop protection now. But what is most remarkable, I think, is not only that we are luckily through the integration successfully very fast, I think the most important part for us is that we have really made sure that our growers have not suffered anything from any process.
The regulatory trends are only getting more stringent. Dubourg says that means new innovations have to have lasting value. That can be difficult to accomplish on a global scale.
Europe at the moment is much different in the understanding of scientific, testing, in all kinds of things. We have a much more critical discussion led by consumers. In the United States, there are different elements that are more important than others. So it's really different country by country, region by region. So there is no such thing like a global understanding of sustainability criteria. And that makes it very challenging for the industry, but also for growers.
BASF highlighted innovations, including the Revisol fungicide platform and hybrid wheat. Reporting from Research Triangle Park, North Carolina, this is Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
Unfinished.